Hello and welcome to another edition of the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast. We'd like to get right into it, and what we're going to get into today is President Biden's amazing, impressive performance at his news conference on Wednesday, his news conference to mark his first year in office. There's a lot to talk about because Biden talked for, I believe, 112 minutes. That would be 8 minutes short of 2 hours. I think he was in part trying to show that he had the physical stamina to do that. But if you talk for 112 minutes, you cover a lot of things. So there's a bunch to talk about. But today, what I want to do is I want to talk about Biden trying to undercut faith in the 2022 elections and the integrity of the elections. I wrote a newsletter about this, and the headline is Biden, Stop the Steal. And indeed, that appears to be basically what the president is saying. So let's start. It's commonplace to hear Democrats and their allies in the media refer to what they call the big lie. And by that, they mean former President Donald Trump's claims that Democrats rigged the 2020 vote in a number of states and that Trump, in fact, won the presidential election. Now, indeed, that is not true. Trump, in fact, lost. But now Biden is claiming that Republicans are rigging the 2022 vote in a number of states in order to win the elections. He said it outright in Georgia recently, and he reiterated at that news conference on Wednesday, and that is not true either. So, as Trump did throughout 2020, Biden has been setting the stage for claims of a rigged election. When Georgia passed a voting reform bill, Biden referred to it as, quote, Jim Crow on steroids. He supported Major League Baseball to pulling out the All-Star game out of Georgia. He spoke darkly of voter suppression. In a speech he gave in Atlanta on January the 11th, an incendiary speech, he accused Republicans of plotting to, quote, subvert this year's midterms elections. Now, if you think I'm overemphasizing or exaggerating what he said, here's what he said, quote, here's how they plan to subvert the election. He said the Georgia Republican Party, the state legislature, has now given itself the power to make it easier for partisan actors, their cronies, to remove local officials. Then, according to the Biden scenario, GOP cronies will throw out thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of Democratic votes to ensure Republican victory. Quote, the chances for chaos and subversion are even greater as partisans seek the result they want, Biden said, no matter that what the voters have said, no matter what the count. The votes of nearly 5 million Georgians will be up for grabs if that law holds. So clearly, if the law stays, there'll be subversion of the vote. Now, the only way to avoid this fate, Biden said, is for Congress to pass the Democratic voting bill that would federalize elections under terms favorable to Democrats. We know that's been Biden's argument ever since the Build Back Better plan fell apart in the Senate and Biden pivoted to this voting plan, which has now been voted down, by the way. So Republicans have only one choice. Republicans have to support this bill, Biden said, or elections cannot be legitimate. So Republicans have this choice. They can either support the Democratic bill or go down in history as notorious racists. Biden actually said that. So what we're going to do is we're going to play the portion of his speech in Atlanta where he said that right now.
Here's one thing every senator, every American should remember. History has never been kind to those who've sided with voter suppression over voters' rights. And it'll even be less kind to those who side with election subversion. So I ask every elected official in America, how do you want to be remembered? Consequential moments in history, they present a choice. Do you want to be on the side of Dr. King or George Wallace? Do you want to be on the side of John Lewis or Bull Connor You want to be the side of Abraham Lincoln or Jefferson Davis? This is the moment to decide, to defend our elections, to defend our democracy.
Well, there it is. Do you want to be on the side of Abraham Lincoln or Jefferson Davis, John Lewis or Bull Connor, Dr. King or George Wallace? Clearly, Biden is telling Republicans they have only one choice, which is support the Democratic bill or go down in history as a notorious racist. Now, on Wednesday, Biden used that one-year anniversary news conference to raise the stakes even higher. Not only will Republicans go down in history as notorious racists if they oppose the Democratic voting rules bill, the elections will also be illegitimate. So, reporter stands up and asks, quote, if the Democratic voting bill is not passed, do you still believe the upcoming election will be fairly conducted and its results will be legitimate? Now, at that point, Biden could have expressed confidence in the electoral system. But like Donald Trump did in 2020, he instead chose to sow doubt. Here's what he said, quote, well, it all depends on whether or not we're able to make the case to the American people that some of this is being set up to try to alter the outcome of the election. Now, all you can take from that is he declined to say that the results would be legitimate. What he actually did say is not completely clear because it's Joe Biden, and that's often the case. So, fortunately, later in the news conference, another reporter, Phil Wegman of Real Clear Politics, tried to clarify. I'm going to read the question, then I'm going to play the whole thing on tape. The question was, a moment ago, you were asked whether or not you believed that we would have free and fair elections in 2022 if some of these state legislatures reformed their voting protocols. You said that it depends. Do you think that there would be in any, excuse me, do you think that they would in any way be illegitimate? So, the reporter is trying to get Biden to clarify. So what we should do now is listen to the question and listen to Biden's answer in full.
You were asked whether or not you believed that we would have free and fair elections in 2022 if some of these state legislatures reformed their voting protocols. You said that it depends. Do you think that they would in any way be illegitimate?
Oh, yeah, I think it easily could be illegitimate. Imagine if, in fact, Trump has succeeded in convincing Pence to not count the votes. Imagine if...
In regards to 2022, sir, the midterm.
Well, 2022. I mean, imagine if those attempts to say that the count was not legit. You have to recount it, and we're not going to count. We're going to discard the following votes. I mean, sure, I'm not saying it's going to be legit. It's the increase in the prospect of being illegitimate is in direct proportion to us not being able to get these reforms passed. But I don't think you're not going to see me, and I don't think you're going to see the Democratic Party give up on coming back at assuming that the attempt fails today.
Okay, there it is. I'm not saying it's going to be legit. The prospect of being illegitimate is in direct proportion to us not being able to get these reforms passed. So there it is. The only way to stop the steal is to pass the Democratic bill. If you don't pass it, we won't have a legitimate election. The prospect of it being illegitimate is in direct proportion to us not being able to get these reforms passed, and indeed, they have not been able to get these reforms passed. Therefore, now, go back to the months before the 2020 election. President Trump often railed against mail-in voting. He said the only way the election result could be legitimate was if Americans followed his preference and voted the old-fashioned way in person. Now, did you know there's a Trump Twitter archive on the internet? It's really, really great. Well-organized, easy to search, complete, not just his presidential tweets, but going back his whole time on Twitter. Really, really very useful. So go through the Trump Twitter archive and look for the word rigged. So he said, and this is in May and June of 2020, so it's well before the election. The 2020 election will be totally rigged if mail-in voting is allowed to take place. That's one tweet. Because of mail-in ballots, 2020 will be the most rigged election in our nation's history. It's another tweet. By the way, mail-in ballots and rigged are in all caps. Another one, don't allow rigged elections. Now, today, Joe Biden speaks differently. Obviously, he's a different person. He warns about subversion and suppression and illegitimate results. But Biden is sending the same message. Run the election how I want it to be run, or I'll say it was rigged. Now, on Thursday morning, this is after the news conference, Biden's press secretary, Jen Psaki, tries to clean up what Biden says about elections. And she denies that he's casting any doubt on the legitimacy of the 2022 election. So I'll read you what she said in a couple of tweets. POTUS was not casting doubt on the legitimacy of the 2022 election. He was making the opposite point. In 2020, a record number of voters turned out in the face of a pandemic, and election officials made sure they could vote and have those votes counted. POTUS was explaining that the results would be illegitimate if states do what the former president, that would be Donald Trump, asked them to do after the 2020 election, toss out ballots and overturn results after the fact. The big lie is putting our democracy at risk. We're fighting to protect it. Okay, that's what Jen Psaki said. But the fact is, we're in the lead up to an election. The election's a little less than 10 months away. We're not talking about election results that occurred last month. And in the lead up to the 2020 election, Trump said repeatedly that the election results would not be legitimate. He liked the word rigged, would not be legitimate if there were massive, widespread mail-in voting, as indeed there was. So he wanted his particular policy preference. That is, he wanted people to vote on election day in person. He wanted that, and if he didn't get it, he said the election would be rigged. So again, Joe Biden speaks differently. He doesn't say rigged. He doesn't tweet in all caps. He warns of subversion and suppression and illegitimate results. But he is sending the same message in 2022 that Donald Trump sent in 2020. Run the election how I want, or I'll say it was rigged. So, there's going to be a lot more to say about this. I'm sure the press secretary and the White House will have to clean up even more, or at least give it a shot. But that's what the president said in his news conference. And furthermore, looking back at the Atlanta speech, it was consistent with what he has said in the past. That's the big point to remember about what he said about the 2022 election and legitimacy. So, thanks so much for listening. Really appreciate your listening, and hope you'll join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.
Why are the media and the FBI so slow to call out anti-Semitism, even when it's blatantly obvious? On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll discuss the Texas synagogue hostage crisis with Leora Rez of StopAntiSemitism.org and her amazing connection to one of the key figures in this story. I'll also explain how to prepare yourself, your family, and your congregation from a horrific situation like this by having a plan of action. Follow The Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.